Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, hello! Guess who's back? Yeah, it's me. What, you really thought on MLB trade deadline day they'd have somebody else here? You thought PJ Glasser would be here? No, he doesn't want it bad enough. You know who does want it bad enough? Me. Hey, I'm Jake Hassan. You may know me from a show that is redacted. You may know me from Bet Sweats. You better, you bet. This show the last couple of weeks, because again, PJ Glasser doesn't want it bad enough. I guess he just wants to be Wally Pipped. I don't know. Seems like a bad idea if you want to hold on to the reins of your own show to give the baseball guy the lead on MLB trade deadline day. I don't know. It just seems like an oversight on PJ Glasser's part, but I'm happy to be here. We have a ton of trades to break down already, one that happened overnight last night. We got one that just went down literally about 10 minutes ago. We had one a couple yesterday during the day as well. We'll break it all down here for you. And our guy, Shawnee Sharp, is on alert for any trades that happen as we go along for the next half hour here on Send It In on the BetMGM Network, which you can find us on Twitch, on YouTube, and on Twitter. At the BetMGM Network, where you can also interact with the show and drop in your comments, your bets. There's only three games today. Anything that you have that you want to contribute. And we have breaking news right now. Shawnee Sharp, shout out. I'm going to move this can. It was a Celsius can if they want to sponsor me or the show. My voice was echoing off it, and it was really starting to drive me crazy. So I moved it. Not sure if it's going to help. It just might be the voices in my head. I don't know. But Harrison Bader is traded to the Philadelphia Phillies as they continue to make moves after acquiring reliever Yoan Duran from the Minnesota Twins yesterday. So once again, Minnesota and Philadelphia just kind of sitting, kicking their feet, talking to each other on the phone over the last 24 hours. Seems like it's working out pretty well for them. Like that move for the Phillies. We'll break that down in just a second. But as I was saying, you can go to YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, at the BetMGM Network. You can drop in all of your comments, your bets, your thoughts, any questions for the future, for the second half, quote unquote, of Major League Baseball season. Ask any questions about any bets that you feel we should maybe be making. And we'll get into all of that over the course of the next 28 minutes or so here on Send It In with me, Jake Hassan, at Jake double underscore Hassan on Twitter, by the way. But let's get right into it. Obviously, this is going to be a big baseball day. This is going to be a big futures day. We're going to break down all of the major trades that we have seen. We're going to talk about the futures implications. We will talk about the Seattle Mariners. Of course, they've made the biggest move so far, but we'll talk about the Phillies as well and the moves they've made, some teams that haven't made any moves and why those aren't happening, and anything that we might expect to see over the next, what is it? It's noon right now. The deadline ends at 5 Central Time because Central Time is the best time zone. Debate with a wall. So we got about 5 hours here for something to happen, some other stuff to happen. There's still a lot of names that are out there. What's going to happen with Dylan Cease, with Sandy Alcantara? Does somebody surprising get moved? We'll talk about it. And if it comes across the wire, hashtag the wire here, over the next few minutes, we will talk about that. But let's start with everything that has already happened. And I want to start with the Padres because that's the biggest move of today. We'll start on the West Coast. This happened about 2 hours or so ago. Mason Miller goes from the Sacramento A's, the Athletics, formerly Oakland, soon to be Las Vegas. That's not confusing at all. But Mason Miller, one of, if not the best closers in baseball. His name has been kind of out there for more than a year now. Even when he was a rookie last year and in the middle of the rookie of the year race, his name was out there being floated as a trade candidate because he is an elite reliever. He goes to the San Diego Padres for a package of prospects. J.P. Sears, starter for the Athletics, also goes to San Diego. And San Diego had one of the best bullpens in all of baseball. They had an absolutely nails, rock-solid bullpen. ERA-wise, whip-wise, strikeout rate-wise, one of the best in all of baseball. And it's been one of their strengths, and it's why they've been in the playoff hunt and are only three games back of the Los Angeles Dodgers in the NL West, despite having a pretty mid rotation. Yeah, Nick Pivetta's had a nice year, but Dylan Cease has been underwhelming. Yu Darvish has been hurt and or ineffective. They've just kind of cycled through guys from the minors. So they've relied on their bullpen, and now they get an awesome closer, arguably the best closer in all of baseball, a guy who throws 102 consistently, and he goes to San Diego and moves from a much better situation, too. We all talked about all year how Sacramento is an offensive park. It's also offensive to our eyeballs and how it's not great for pitchers. I mean, just look at Luis Severino's splits. He's got like a 2 ERA on the road and a 6 ERA when he pitches in Sacramento. Pitchers have complained about being in Sacramento all year long, including A's pitchers. So now Mason Miller goes to one of the better parks to pitch in San Diego and Petco, which is beautiful, by the way. If anybody's ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. But the Padres add to their wealth, and they bring in J.P. Sears as well, which he's fine, but he's also been better on the road, like I was just saying, than in Sacramento. So I think that's a boost for San Diego as well as they try to piece this pitching rotation together. So I like that move for them. They give up a lot. They had to give up their number three overall prospect as well as others, but that's the price you pay when you have Mason Miller for the next 5 years. And there's speculation that the Padres might try to make him a starter, and that's how he came into the league at first when it was still in Oakland, when the A's were still there. But I think we can probably pretty much agree that he's going to be the closer, and the Padres are going to kind of try in 2015 Royals this thing where they just have a bunch of elite relievers stacked on top of each other from the sixth to the ninth inning, and they're only going to ask their starters to go about five innings. Now, the question, of course, is this is a betting show. This is the BetMGM network, and we have to talk about the odds and what this does for us in a betting implication. To me, this just means we're going to do the same old dance. Everyone's going to fall in love with the Padres again. It's July 31st right now. We're going to get to October 1st. We're going to get to the playoffs, and the Padres maybe even win the division because the Dodgers have been scuffling right now. But we're going to get to the playoffs, and everyone's going to say, hey, watch out for the Padres. Watch out for Manny Machado, for Fernando Tatis Jr. Watch out for Luis Arias. Oh, they got a great bullpen. Remember, they got Mason Miller now. And everyone's going to do the same exact thing that they did last year with the Padres, that they did the year before with the Padres, and the same exact thing is going to happen. They're going to lose in the division series or the championship series to the Dodgers. That's just what happens. And I know that the Dodgers have looked vulnerable. But what's going to happen when the Dodgers get healthy? What's going to happen when Blake Snell comes back? What's going to happen when Roky Sasaki comes back? When Mookie Betts is fully healthy? When Freddie Freeman are fully healthy? And they start getting off days for these guys. What happens if the Dodgers acquire Steven Kwan? We were talking to Sean Zarillo on Bet Sweats today. Sammy P and Joe O were, at least. I was on the board as usual. But they had a conversation with him that he said he thinks the Dodgers could be in play for Steven Kwan. One of the best left fielders in baseball. High contact, high batting average, good for a little pop, gold glove defense. If that happens, the Dodgers might get even better. We know they're not afraid of acquiring top tier talent. So everyone's going to convince themselves that the Padres are going to be the sexy team again. And I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to fall forward a third year in a row. Say what you will about Jake Hassan. It takes him a long time to learn from his mistakes. Just ask my friends. But he does learn eventually. Or he waits 10 years for them, but that's neither here nor there. But as far as the Padres go, I'm good. This doesn't make me want to do anything with them. And I think this means they're going to trade Dylan Cease. I think this means they're going to trade Robert Suarez. And if, and here's the thing with Cease. Yeah, he's been bad this year. And I think, though, there's a couple places where if he gets traded to, I think they could fix him immediately. And I think there's three teams that if Cease ends up there, I think it's a huge boost. And that's Houston, Milwaukee, and the Mets. Because those are three teams where they consistently take underwhelming pitchers and then they make them better. Houston, see examples, Garrett Cole and Justin Verlander. Milwaukee, see examples, any pitcher that's gone through there ever over the last decade. The Mets, look what they've done this year with Sean Manaea, Kodai Senga, David Peterson, Clay Holmes. I think if Cease ends up in any of those places, you could see him look like an ace again. And that would be a huge boost to whichever team gets him. Now, I hope it's the Astros. I've talked about on this show, on other shows, that I like the Astros. They have the number one overall seed in the American League. I bet that at 3-1 a couple weeks ago. I think that the Astros can make a run to the World Series once Yordan Alvarez comes back, once they start to get healthier. I really, really like Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez. The Astros need a third starter, and I think Cease could be that guy, especially if they are able to turn him around. And I know what everybody's going to start screaming. I know you're going to start looking at it, your computer screen or your phone screen. You're going to start thinking, oh, but the Astros, but Jake. And if you do have something to say and you do want to yell at me, go to Twitch, go to YouTube, go to Twitter at the BetMGM Network and get into the chat and tell me how much of an idiot I am. People tell me it all the time. I don't care. I don't have hurt feelings. I don't have an ego here. Whatever. Tell me how much of a fool I am. God knows other people do it in my life offline anyway. Fine. I could take it. Let's go. But back to the point of, I'm saying the Astros, and I know everybody's immediate reaction is going to be, but the Mariners, Jake, the Mariners have Josh Naylor now. The Mariners have Eugenio Suarez now. What were you asleep? Yes, I was asleep because I have to get up at the ass crack of dawn to be here. So no, I'm sorry. I wasn't up at 2 a.m. for the Eugenio Suarez trade. I saw it in the morning like a normal person after a full night's rest. I'm a sleepy boy. Okay. Deal with it. But the point being, this doesn't do anything for me, for the Mariners. What do we always talk about? Like you've heard Sam Panayotovich say it of Bet Sweats fame, 9 to noon Eastern, Monday through Friday in the BetMGM Network, by the way. You've heard Nick Costo say it, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday in the BetMGM Network, by the way. You've heard other people on this network say it. Okay, great. You can have this opinion. You can say, oh, but they got so much better. The Mariners, they're the team to be in the American League. Okay, would you bet it? Would you bet it? After the price drop now, 6-1 to win the American League, 18-1 to win the World Series. Would you bet it? You, the listener or the viewer, who are very near and dear to my heart, would you go bet the Mariners right now off of Eugenio Suarez and Josh Naylor joining that team? Don't get me wrong. I think those are both nice players. I think the Mariners needed to make those moves because they basically had me and Sean playing first and third for them. And so they needed to go get the top tier bats. Naylor and Suarez were two of the best bats on the market. Granted, it's kind of a crappy market this year. There isn't a Kyle Tucker. There isn't a star out there to go get. But Suarez and Naylor were the best bats out there. And give the Mariners credit. Give Jerry Dipoto credit. He went out and got those two because Jerry Dipoto usually operates on the fringes. But he went and got the two best available bats. And I do think that this makes the Mariners better. And I do think they have a better chance of making the playoffs, winning the AL West, winning the American League. This isn't to say that they can't do any of those things. I'm not saying they're a dead team walking. They're better. They needed to do this. This was Cal Raleigh and friends in that lineup. And Julio Rodriguez has looked better. Randy Arozarena has started to look better as well. But now you have a true 1-6 in that lineup. JP Crawford, Julio Rodriguez, Randy Arozarena, Cal Raleigh, Josh Naylor, Eugenio Suarez. That's a good lineup. Jorge Polanco is your 7. That's great. I don't want to bet this team because I still think they have their warts. And I think it's on the pitching side, which is weird to say with the Mariners. And I know with the name value that they have, George Kirby, Logan Gilbert, Brian Wu, Luis Castillo, those guys all have warts. Brian Wu gave up 3 home runs last night. Logan Gilbert looks terrible on the road. George Kirby's been very up and down as he makes his way back from a shoulder injury. Luis Castillo is 73 years old. The only guy in that rotation that I have faith in, like game one ALCS, you have to go to Detroit or Toronto or New York. The only guy that I have faith in there is Brian Wu. I don't want Logan Gilbert in Yankee Stadium. No way, dude. So I don't really think that this Mariners team has the pitching to keep up with everybody else. Not to say that they can't win the American League. Not to say that they can't win the World Series or the AL West. I just would rather bet other teams. Everybody's going to bet the Mariners and fall in love with them, much like how everyone's going to fall in love with the Padres now. But I don't want to bet the Mariners. We see this time after time after time with the Mariners, where they make all these flurry of moves and we get excited. Oh, Julio Rodriguez finally has support. George Kirby and Logan Gilbert finally have support. What happens? They miss the playoffs or they lose in the wild card. Sorry. Go look at the last 5 years. It's exactly what happened. Again, not saying that the Mariners can't make the playoffs or won't, or that they can't win the division. It's just the question, would you bet it? Me personally, no. I'd rather bet the Rangers or the Astros. And I think the Rangers are going to do something here. I think the Astros are definitely going to do something here because we know Jim Crane, the owner, gets that itch. He's got to do something at the deadline. He's not going to sit on his hands. And we'll see if it's Cease. We'll see if it's Alcantara. Maybe it's both. Maybe it's neither. I think the Astros are going to do something. They're still my pick right now to win the American League West. The Rangers have started playing much better. They finally look like a team that we all thought they were going to be. And we know that front office is aggressive as well. So the Mariners, everyone can get excited. Everyone can be stoked about Suarez and Naylor. Reminder, the Mariners let Suarez walk, by the way. They said, get out of here. We don't want you anymore. So if he goes to that park and it turns into the same, is anyone really going to be that shocked? I don't think it'll be that because Suarez statistically has been the sixth best hitter since this time last year, behind only Cal Raleigh, Aaron Judge, a handful of others. But the Mariners, I'm way good on that. Speaking of the powerhouses in the American League, though, did the Yankees want to do anything? Hello? You're running Marcus Stroman out there today, and I do have a couple bets in that game. Luke Weaver's looked awful in the eighth inning role. Aaron Judge is hurt. And Ryan McMahon's your answer? Hello? Hello, McFly? Brian Cashman, anybody home? Like, I don't know what you're waiting for here. Go get yourself a Sandy Alcantara, Haas. The Marlins are begging you to pick up the phone. Oh, and Sean puts in the chat right now, per John Morosi, the Marlins and Yankees have had dialogue about Sandy Alcantara or Edward Cabrera. Good, you need a starter. Luis Gil allegedly is coming back this weekend. What's that going to look like? The guy has a back injury, and you all know how I feel about Luis Gil in the long run. Enjoy that Rookie of the Year award, jerk. Anyway, it's not about me or my failures as a better or as a human. If you want to talk about my failures as a better human, at the BetMGM Network, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, get in the chat. We will talk about anything that you have, futures or otherwise. If anyone wants to ask me about kickball tonight, I wouldn't be opposed to that either. Happily tell you. I'm steaming about that, but we'll talk about that if we have time on the back end. But if the Yankees want to do anything, or if they don't, and let's make this an AL East conversation, because the Blue Jays are doing stuff. And yeah, it's just Shane Bieber, but that's a good flyer for the Blue Jays. They need the pitching help. If there's even a 5% chance, if there's a 1% chance that Shane Bieber looks like the guy who won a Cy Young Award in Cleveland, that's a steal for the Blue Jays. Because then you're going into the playoffs with Shane Bieber and Jose Berríos, who's fine to me. You guys know I'm not super high on him, but Kevin Gausman as well, Chris Bassett. That's a pretty good 1-4. Granted, it's held together by scotch tape, bubblegum, and a couple prayers. But if it works, it works. And at least the Blue Jays are trying. At least they're doing something here. They're trying to get better. The Yankees are sitting there like this. This is really great radio. I'm doing nothing. Sorry not to freak you out, Sean. But they're doing nothing. That's why it's a visual show. You should be watching on Twitch or YouTube. It's a visual show, as I always say. But they're doing nothing, people. Like, okay, you're really just going to keep running Anthony Volpe out there? Jazz Chisholm? Ryan McMahon's your answer? You're the New York Yankees! Do anything! Try. You're 4 games behind in the AL East. Nobody else is really pushing you. Act like you want to win. That's all I'm asking from you. Speaking of the East Coast and teams that actually want to win, let's talk about Philadelphia and the Mets. And we'll start with the Mets because we just talked about the Yankees. And we'll talk about that dialogue first. I like what the Mets are doing, too, addressing the bullpen. We mentioned the 2015 Kansas City Royals earlier. I like that a lot for them. It feels like the Mets are doing the same thing. They have Edwin Diaz already, who's an elite closer. He's not as good as he was 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. And I know Mets fans complain that he kind of does the high wire act, but now you're giving yourself options. The Mets go out and bring in Ryan Helsley from St. Louis. They get Taylor Rogers from San Francisco. And now you have a really solid 9th, 8th, and 7th inning guys, high leverage guys, all guys who have closing experience. So if Diaz doesn't have it one day, all right, here's Ryan Helsley in 100-mile-an-hour fastball. I'm one of the best sliders in baseball. Oh, here's Taylor Rogers, who gets like an 80% ground ball rate consistently. I think this makes a lot of sense for the Mets, especially when your rotation is Sean Manaea, when your rotation is Frankie Montas. And that's fine. It'll work. You can piece that together. But the Mets lineup is their biggest thing, and we're assuming Juan Soto is going to be fine after he fouled that ball off his foot earlier and he had to leave the game. But we're assuming he'll be fine in the long run. But all right, go on and get 5 innings, Sean Manaea. Go get 5, 6 innings, Frankie Montas, and then we'll turn it over to this bullpen. So I think that makes a lot of sense for the Mets. I think they can get away with that. I still think that they need a starter. I think they should get Dylan Cease. I think they're another team that could fix him and make him look like the ace that he was last year. And when he was with the Chicago White Sox, there you go, Sean, Chicago White Sox mentioned. But I think that Cease would make a lot of sense, but I still really like the Mets. And regardless, like I said, everyone's going to fall in love with the Padres. Everyone's going to go, oh, hey, San Diego made the big move at the deadline. Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis Jr. Heard of him? Yeah, I have heard of him. You know what they also are? They're the Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen of Major League Baseball. Comes to the playoffs, and they just pee down their leg. So what happens? Sorry. Go argue with the wall. Look at the last 3 years. That makes me like the Mets. And I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait till we get to the playoffs, because then everybody's going to do it. They're going to... I got to get a bell like Sammy P. The desk thing doesn't work. Anyway, but everyone's going to jam in money on the Padres, and I'll say, great, you take that. I will take
ding,
the Mets.
Ding.
Thank you, Sean, for the audio effects there. My human soundboard was not expecting that, and I appreciate it. I appreciate the help from our guy, Shawnee Sharp, on that one. But my point being, I'm going to like the Mets. What you need, run prevention in this league. You need a strong bullpen in this league, and the Mets are building one with Edwin Diaz, Ryan Helsley, and Taylor Rogers at the back end. We'll see if they add more. Regardless, I think they'll be fine in the lineup as well. I would love to see them bring in a Willie Castro. If the Twins do sell Carlos Correa, I think that's a great fit for the Mets as well. But as far as the other team in the East that also acquired a bullpen arm, Yoan Duran goes to the Phillies from the Minnesota Twins, and they're another team that needed somebody at the back end that they could trust. Oh, Jordan Romano didn't work out for you? No kidding! His shoulder exploded 18 months ago in Toronto. And the Phillies said, okay, sure, sign us up. 1 year, $18 million. Let's go. Huh? And granted, the Phillies kind of got shanghaied a little bit with Jose Alvarado getting an 80-game PED suspension. He's going to be ineligible for the postseason. But it didn't work out. I like Orion Kerkering. I like Matt Strom, but as setup guys. Yoan Duran has 2 more years of control through 2027 after this year. He throws 101. He has 2 nasty secondary pitches. And they were able to hang on to Andrew Painter. That's huge for them. So I like the Phillies. I still have faith in the Phillies. Honestly, I still think they're a team that can make a run. I still have faith in them to win that division as well. I don't think that I just talked about the Mets and I gave them a lot of credit just now, but I don't think they're unbeatable. They don't call it the Mets are metting for no reason. They call that for a reason. And I think this Phillies team, if they get hot, you could see something like you did a few years ago, and they can make a run to the World Series, and they address their biggest issue. And that's the thing. I give a lot of these teams credit for addressing their biggest issues. The Phillies badly needed a closer. They went and out addressed it. Credit to them. But let's talk about what you have to say. Sean, if we have any comments, let me know. Throw them in there. I know some people were talking to me earlier about awards, and so I want to talk MVP, because those are the two biggest things, with Ohtani leaving his start yesterday with what the Dodgers are calling just cramps, and they're saying that he's going to be fine. But he's still minus 1,200 for the MVP award. He's still your big-time favorite. But if this ends up turning into more than just cramps, and or maybe the Dodgers say, you know what, not worth it, we're just going to go ahead and we're just going to have him hit the rest of the year, and maybe we'll give him some work as a pitcher, maybe out of the bullpen if we need him, or a sporadic start here and there if we're really hurting. But if that's the case, and I'm not saying that I want to go against Shohei Ohtani, but when you look at the odds, and it's something that you should monitor, and oh, I can't believe we're still doing this with PCA. Who? Pete Crow Armstrong is a good player. He's a fine player. He's cool. He's good for baseball. I have no gripes about him being in the conversation, but he shouldn't be the second choice. Enjoy your gold glove, buddy. Per Jeff Passan, the Los Angeles Dodgers are finalizing a deal to acquire right-handed reliever Brock Stewart from the Minnesota Twins. Fire sale starting in Minnesota. Now that's Duran, that's Stewart, and that's Bader gone from Minnesota. I think we'll see Willie Castro get moved. I know Carlos Correa said he doesn't believe there's anything to the rumors of him going back to the Astros. Why can't that happen? I think that reunion makes a ton of sense for all parties involved. The Twins are going nowhere fast. The fire sale is starting. I think we're about to see a lot more people. Griffin Jack's probably the next to go. Their eighth inning guy, Minnesota's, to go somewhere else. Per Bob Nightingale also says, Eugenio Suarez, who was able to get on the Mariners charter flight home to Seattle with the Diamondbacks landing in Sacramento before the Mariners took off. Oh, will be in tonight's starting lineup. That's going to be a line move. Oh, man. All right, I'm going to spoil the end of the show. We're betting the Rangers. And, oh, everybody's going to be so excited to bet the Mariners tonight. George Kirby on the mound. He has good history against the Rangers. Suarez in the lineup. Oh, is this line has to be moving in real time now. There's no way that it's not. Oh, we're betting the Rangers tonight, people. Yeah, minus 180 the Mariners right now. Rangers plus 145 is the best price that I see out there. Oh, man, that's great. I can't wait for that. Okay, that's a tease. Well, I guess it's a spoiler for the end of the show. But I do have more bets that we will get to. But back to NL MVP. If you're looking for the hashtag value, and maybe the value sucked out of it now, Joe O and Sammy P have been talking about this, and I do agree with them. If anybody is next to Ohtani, it's Kyle Schwarber, and we've seen his price move a ton over the last couple of days. There were 20 to ones yesterday, now 11 to one. I think there's still one rogue 20 out there. If it was going to be anybody for me, it would be Schwarber, because he's probably going to finish with 60 home runs, 130 something RBI, and he's in a walk year and people love him. That, I'm not saying go jam that in though. I'm not trying to bet against Ohtani. He's not somebody I want to try and beat right now, but monitor it. Turn on tweet alerts for the Dodgers beat reporters, for Passan, for Rosenthal, and just keep your eye out for any news. Because if Ohtani gets shut down from pitching, there could be an opportunity to bet something going forward in NL MVP. But can we please be done with PCA? They're not going to give it to a guy who plays all defense. Oh, but Jake, he's leading the National League in WAR. Great. Sick base running, dude. Out of my face. Pete Crow Armstrong. Good player. Nothing against him. But I don't know. As far as American League MVP goes, I think there's opportunities to bet Judge going forward. I think the longer that he's on the injured list, and if Cal Raleigh ever starts hitting home runs again, I think that's your place to try and go and bet Judge. And it popped for a little bit, but now people are betting it back. He's back out to minus 210. I still think the price on Tarik Skubal's wrong. 75, 80, 90 to 1 is the price. I think there's a real chance that you see Skubal be the second in MVP voting. Cal Raleigh hasn't hit a home run in about a week. He's been about 200 since the All-Star break. Oh, by the way, was in the home run derby. Huh. And maybe things get better now with Suarez and Naylor in that lineup. But, and I'm not saying to go jam in Skubal or go jam in Raleigh. I still think that Judge is going to win. So I think that probably minus 190. Go pair it with a home run tonight. Get some plus money on Judge. But I put some Miller High Life money on Skubal when the Judge injury was announced, because I think that price is way wrong, and he's got a soft schedule in August. So I think Skubal, it should be a much lower price. If you want to go one Miller High Life on Skubal, I wouldn't hate it. That's what I did. I speculatively added some Tarik Skubal. But we're at the last 90 seconds or so here. We'll go through Cy Young. We'll go through Rookie of the Year. I do think there are some betting things that we could talk about with National League Rookie of the Year. We'll get to all of that tomorrow, because, hey, I'm going to be back on this show tomorrow. See you, PJ Glasser. Enjoy your long weekend. Doesn't want it bad enough. I'll be here, though. As far as the plays today, I do like something in every single game today. Let's just start with what we talked about a couple minutes ago. I'm going to bet the Rangers on the money line. Everyone's going to be so excited to bet Seattle as soon as more news comes out about Suarez. Once the Mariners tweet the graphic with Suarez in the lineup, I'm going to wait till the last second. I'm betting the Rangers. I know Kumar Rocker is very up and down and volatile, but I don't care. This is a wrong number. The Mariners might get out to like minus 200. Give me the Rangers on the money line. I like two things in the Rays and the Yankees game. I like Josh Lowe over 1.5 total bases, plus 125 out there. He's been really good on the road compared to at home this year. 3-for-10 with a double and a triple against Marcus Stroman, who stinks. I also like Anthony Volpe did home run, plus 750. Wrong price for a guy who's going to try and make it three straight days with a home run. He also has good history versus Ryan Pepio, 3-for-6 with a double. And in the Reds game, give me Andrew Abbott, over 17.5 outs recorded, minus 113 out there. This Braves team doesn't want to be here anymore. They're giving up. So Abbott, over 17.5 outs recorded. I've been Jake Hassan at @Jake_Hassan on Twitter. I'll be back tomorrow here on Send It In at 1 o'clock Eastern on the BetMGM Network. Talk to you then. Sean, hit the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.